Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We began this afternoon with the first major parade in the Big Apple since the pandemic. It was a virtual tribute last year, as you know. This year, though, the Columbus Day Parade stepped off the curve, much to the delight of thousands gathered along the route, checking out floats and marching bands all along Fifth Avenue. And in the midst of it all, 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria, who pulled the short straw, got to take it all in.
Anybody who is anyone in the Italian-American community is marching in the 77th Annual Columbus Day Parade. A slew of politicians like Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi. He hopes people remember that at one time there was tremendous discrimination against Italians. In fact, it happened to his father.
He fought in World War II as a navigator on a B-24. He came back and went to Harvard Law School on the GI Bill, unheard of in those days. But even though he went to Harvard, and he was a World War II hero, he couldn't get a job at a law firm because they wouldn't hire Italians in those days. Because they said you're either in the mafia or you're fascist like Mussolini with Hitler. So the Italians were very much discriminated against in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
This is the first city parade since the start of the COVID pandemic. There is a special float this year to honor the nurses, doctors, and other medical technicians who helped get us through the worst part of the pandemic. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds on Fifth Avenue.
Police say a Brooklyn woman was taken to the hospital early today after a guy followed her into her building and sexually assaulted her at knife point. They got the 911 call about 5 this morning on Malcolm X in Bed-Stuy, the victim telling police once the guy came into the building, he took out a knife and forced her to take him to her apartment. The 26-year-old victim says he assaulted her before running off. She says the guy was in his 40s with a beard, about 5'8", and this is the important part, folks. Last seen wearing a Yankees cap with neon green lettering and a navy blue shirt and blue pants. I say that because if any of this jogs your memory, especially the hat with the neon green letters around 5 a.m., please get a hold of Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. A memorial mass started about a half hour ago to honor the memory of a New Jersey nurse who died over the weekend following a violent run-in with a thief who knocked her to the ground on Friday. 58-year-old Maria Ambrosio suffered serious head trauma after the robbery suspect pushed her. This was near Times Square. She was being treated at Bellevue since Friday when the incident happened. Finally, on Saturday, her family removed life support. The Philippine consulate set up a mass at St. Francis of Assisi Church. This is over on West 31st. 26-year-old Jermaine Foster now is held, initially charged with robbery, now upgraded to murder. Cops say he stole a lady's phone near Broadway and West 40th while he was running away, though he bumped into Ms. Ambrosio, knocking her to the ground where she suffered injuries to her head. Police opened fire on suspected robbers in the Flatiron District this morning. Check it out. The suspects are part of that ring. Have you been hearing about this? That ring that's been going around robbing people, leaving high-end restaurants? Yeah, them. Samantha Liebman is on it.
The NYPD trying to pull over this car they believed was casing for victims to rob at gunpoint, leaving Pergola Restaurant on 28th Street, where they had struck before in August, part of a pattern following victims out of upscale restaurants, then taking thousands in jewelry. The car instead mounted a curb on 5th Avenue and 28th Street. The police firing shots as the suspects ran on foot. Luis Soto lives nearby.
I heard about 2, maybe 3 something like that, pop quick. And
one suspect taken into custody, the other still at large, helicopters waking neighbors like Nefertiti Taylor.
I heard a lot of helicopters. It seemed like it was war.
No one was hit, but a gun was recovered in the car. A large police presence here, including the Force Investigation Unit, closing off 5th Avenue and 28th Street. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in the Flatiron
District. Yeah, so one of the guys is in custody. The other one's still out there. They abandoned the Beamer, by the way, left it sitting on a sidewalk at West 28th and 5th Avenue. So hopefully it'll detail some clues on where to find these guys, or the other one at least. A terrible crash on the Belt this morning has left one man dead and a 35-year-old woman in jail charged with manslaughter. Police said the victim had gotten out of his BMW following an earlier crash he had with a Honda Pilot in the westbound lane of Erskine Boulevard. As he got out of his car, cops say he was struck by a woman driving a Nissan Rogue. Police believe the driver of the Nissan attempted to go around the earlier accident and ended up striking the man, throwing him in the eastbound lanes. The Nissan driver, ID'd as Audrey Edmond now, stopped and taken into custody on suspicion of DUI.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.